This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. On the InvestUSA.org, Mike, this is Lock and Load, and we're speaking to the head from InvestUSA, that being Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege to be with you, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
And he has very graciously decided to sponsor the microphone, which is a very good thing, because microphones get lonely, too.
They sure do.
They do. And currently at... we won't talk about where you're at right now. Let's talk about ISIS. Do we expect to see anything happening in, because ISIS is, they're at war with the world, aren't they? I mean, they attacked Iran recently.
They did. You know, ISIS-K is a very proactive, shall we say, very active, not proactive, but very active terrorist cell out of Afghanistan. And of course, before we even talk about your question, let's talk about why they would even be in a position to do that. This comes as a present to us from Uncle Joe Biden, who, instead of keeping a presence in Afghanistan, you know, people say, well, President Trump was telling us to get out of Afghanistan. That's not accurate. President Trump was telling us to scale back in Afghanistan, and only keep those assets that were in our national security best interest. Of course, Bagram Airfield, which is just shortly away from China, very close to China.
Right.
Great, it was probably the best air base in the world. We spent billions of dollars on it. And would have allowed us to not only monitor what China was doing, be in a place to quickly respond to any threat from China. You know, it's interesting, China talking about wanting to go into Taiwan, and we've talked about how they're planning things with the United States as leverage should we decide that we feel like we need to defend Taiwan if China goes after Taiwan, which we feel is a very real possibility. They would have had to think of that decision long and hard had we been within the arm's reach of being able to retaliate from the air base in Afghanistan. But Uncle Joe decided to give that away. And that was his whole basis, was he took everybody out. And, of course, we know what happened with that. First time in history that idiotic decision was made. Whoever withdraws all their troops before they withdraw their equipment, their human assets, and any American citizens that are left there. But that's what he did, and so because of that, there is nothing to not only balance out China, but nothing to keep Afghanistan from falling back into the hands of ISIS, K, and the Taliban, which is exactly what it's done. Now, not only did it fall back into the hands of ISIS, K, and the Taliban, but again, thanks to Uncle Joe, we left $86 billion dollars of military hardware.
Yep.
Much of it still in the box. Brand new, so much better stuff than we've got. And so now, here's what they have done, what ISIS-K has done with it. They have decided what they want to use. It's somewhat limited because they're not very well trained. They don't know how to fly Apache helicopters, things along those lines. But they took what they could use, and then they offered it for sale on the black market to Russia, China, Iran, anybody else that wanted to buy it. And they're making a killing off of it. And if they can't pay for it, some of these countries, they're racking up IOUs. ISIS is racking up IOUs. So that is how we get to the position where they can even do anything. Now, that having been said, what you alluded to earlier, Bill, they have already shown a disposition to no loyalty. Them attacking anything they think sounds good. They've made terrorist attacks in Moscow. They made terrorist attacks over by Iran. And right now we know for a fact, and this is not my opinion, you can hear there are top generals at the Department of Defense who have already issued statements that the intelligence, military intelligence, besides our three-letter agency intelligence, have all indicated that ISIS-K has us next in their gun sights.
Right.
And it's imminent. It's not anything, you know, we're going to look at America 10 years down the road. They want to do it now. And now they have the capability. They have the money from the sale of some of these arms. They have armaments themselves from what we left behind. And it's not just having to be brought in at the last second. You know, with our open borders, I told you before, months ago, that we have intercepted IEDs among other caches of armaments in our southern borders coming across by groups connected to Al-Qaeda or to ISIS. So they've already sent all the armament and all the explosives that they need ahead of time across our porous borders. Again, thank you, Uncle Joe. And now they are poised and ready to start actually fulfilling their goal and mission to terrorize, to destroy, and kill the American people. And you'll see that shortly on the horizon.
Yeah.
I wish, Bill, I could tell you differently. But as soon as I were to tell you, nope, not happening in this country, boom,
boom.
It'll happen tomorrow. So we know for a fact, we've seen the intelligence, we know that they brought the armaments in, we know they have the personnel there. You know, there are tens of thousands that we know that have crossed the border from Mexico into the United States. Not Mexicans, but that are from Iran, Syria, Chechnya, Afghanistan, and other terrorist held countries. So we know for a fact that their personnel are already here. We know that they have established terrorist cells across the country. Many of those, I've been telling your audience, that a lot of those terrorist cells are in key locations for our infrastructure. In other words, they are locating terrorist cells close to major infrastructure facilities, power plants, water plants, sewer plants. So they have twofold objective. Create terrorist attacks in some of our, it's not just major cities, because you have to look at the philosophy, you have to study ISIS, which we have done. They want you to instill a sense of deep fear in the American people. Not fear that, oh, New York's a bad place, don't go there, but every place else is good. They want you to fear any place in America, small, medium, or large. So their targets are not just large urban areas.
Right.
Their targets are even in rural America, all across the country. So we know for a fact now that that's what they're going to be targeting. They have the personnel that we just talked about with the tens of thousands of terrorists that have crossed the border to be able to implement it. We know that it's not just terrorist attacks to kill and terrorize American citizens, but they can also create huge havoc with America if they destroy our infrastructure.
Yeah.
Imagine for a moment, Bill, if we blow up a power plant that services 4 or 5 states. Nobody has power. Not for an hour or for 45 minutes. We're talking about for months, maybe even a year. What would you do with no power for, say, 6 months?
Well,
no way to refrigerate or anything.
Yeah,
that's tough.
That's what all the preppers say is the biggest challenge for anybody to get past is no electricity. Not being able to get any electricity. We're coming up on the first break, investusa.org. This is Michael's 501c that gives away protective vests. Now you can, and I'm not talking about the kind that you might find online. These are very highly well put together vests that are designed for law enforcement to wear all day, 12 hour shifts. They've got to be able to drive in them. They've got to be able to run in them. They've got to be able to chase people. They've got to be able to fight. They've got to be able to fight with guns, and they've got to be able to have lunch. All, and this is what they do. And this is what he gives away. Gives away 12,000 plus so far. He's not going to be happy till all of law enforcement is covered up in vests because he's law enforcement. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Sykes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Sykes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SykesTactical.com. Sykes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back on the InvestUSA.org. Mike, this is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts, the head of InvestUSA.org, although I'll be saying that with when we come back from every break. But here's my question for you, sir. Now, I'm thinking that the kind of attack we're going to see is probably going to be sort of like what we saw in Paris in 2015 when you, or Mumbai, where you had a bunch of people fanned out across areas. And law enforcement, when that happens, law enforcement is going to be stretched to the limit. So really, I think it's going to come down to how prepared is each individual citizen out there. What kind of advice would you give them as far as, what to expect, what to take, what to be looking for, that kind of thing?
Well, following up with what you initially said, Bill, let's make sure your audience is very clear about one thing. Law enforcement is stretched so thin that it's kind of like a dry rod of tire where you see all the cracks. It's fixing to blow. Okay.
Yeah, that's right
it's
now.
It's cracking and so many eyes right now as we speak. So because of that, and we could go into the reasons, that'd be a whole other show as to why it's so stretched so thin. But because of that, if you believe that law enforcement can protect you, you're sadly mistaken. Here's the reality. Law enforcement right now is struggling just to be able to respond after an incident and then being able to gather the resources to help you figure out who did it and how we're going to apprehend them. The only way you're going to be able to protect yourself from these terrorist attacks and others is if you accept the mindset that you are going to be responsible for your own protection, your families, and quite frankly, be nice if you think about taking the protection for your neighborhood, for your neighbors. And here's how that has to work. Fortunately, in this country, we still have the Second Amendment. Every American needs, because that's quickly being chipped away, and they're trying to take that away from us. But while it still exists, every American needs to make sure they're armed and that they know how to use it. Folks, it won't do you a bit of good to go buy a weapon, leave it in the box, and when you need it, not sure which end is the one that's used and which is the end you're supposed to hold. You need to be at the firing range, buy plenty of practice ammo. Practice ammo is a lot cheaper than the real stuff.
Yep.
Buy you practice ammo. You know, I tell people this. There's nothing wrong with making it a family event. I know the liberals really get upset when I say this.
I do.
Take your kids. Take your kids. Make this, in the old days, you used to take the family bowling. Well, instead of taking the family bowling, because most people don't even know what you're talking about with bowling anymore, kind of shows you're outdated. Instead of bowling, take your family to the range, kids and all. Let those kids, with your guidance and with your standing behind them, and you're basically helping hold the pistol or whatever it is you're shooting, let them pull the trigger. Let them see what happens when you, quote-unquote, play with a firearm. They'll quickly understand the respect for it. And you won't have to worry about kids taking a gun to school and shooting somebody because they'll have a greater respect for what firearms are able to do. But take your family to the range. Learn how to shoot. Learn how to be accurate. Then the second thing I tell people to do, once you're armed and know how to use it, is, folks, the days of thinking you can live in America for free are gone. Freedom has never been free. Somebody has always had to pay the price. You just didn't know it. Now, you need to be willing to step up to the plate. And what do I mean by that? You know, freedom is one thing to pay taxes to have somebody else do. It's another for you to participate yourself. So we're asking every American to donate a few hours of their time and become a member of a police reserve. It's all volunteer now. Police reserve, a sheriff's reserve, or a state guard or state militia. So that you can become credentialed and have the authority behind not just utilizing a weapon, but the authority to actually demand that people uphold the law and you protect your family or community. The other thing I tell people, that's not the only way. I realize not every American can carry a badge or be part of a reserve. So if that's not your cup of tea, then you should be volunteering your time to be either in public office, to be doing something within the community to give back, because freedom isn't free. And if you're not actively participating in your community, protecting it by learning law enforcement credentials, serving it by setting policy, by being in public office, or being involved with the educational system, making sure these wackos that we have out there, instead of trying to teach your kids that they don't know what gender they are, teach them how to read, write, do arithmetic. They can't do that now. It'd be awfully nice if they'd learn some basic skills in life. So make sure that you begin to take a mindset that, I'm going to help bring America back to its greatness. And the only way we can do that is everybody listening participate in some form or fashion. It ain't going to kill you to donate 4 or 5 hours a month to do something to help your community. Realize that's just part of the price of freedom. That's part of the price of living in America. Donate that willingly, and you'll see better days ahead.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. But, I mean, for some people, and see, I got asked to be a reserve deputy sheriff at my age. If you are still if you still got some degree of mobility, you are still of use. You still have utility when it comes to defending what you got. And just, you know, a little bit of creeping age. I mean, sure, my days of throwing flips and being on the trampoline, those are over. But, you know, I still know how to fire and maneuver. I still remember how to do it. I still train to do it as best I can. There's a few things I've had to adopt and adapt and, you know, all of those things out there. So, you know, as far as preparation level, it's really impossible to tell everybody how prepared they need to be, except that they need to be prepared to fight.
Correct. You know, I would remind everyone that's listening in a different category, Bill, to all the veterans that are listening to us at the moment. I would remind you that the oath that we took had no expiration date. And I would urge you, we're calling you up for service one more time. This country is either going to make it or it's going to go down in a blaze, never to see freedom again for our children or our grandchildren. If we don't do something now, we're not talking about 10 years from now. We're talking about now, today. So I would remind every veteran, listen to me. You took an oath. It had no expiration date. Would you consider stepping back up to the plate one more time? Does that mean going back and reenlisting? No. What it means is what we just talked about. Step up to the plate, determined to protect this community, determined to protect you and your family. Give back to the community one more time. Let's rid this country of these crazy, idiotic, leftist, liberal, Democrats philosophy that is determined to destroy our freedoms and make America great once again.
We're coming up on the next break, talking to Michael Lett from InvestUSA.org. He gives away vests to law enforcement so they can fight for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Millions in the Northeast experienced tremors after a 4.8 magnitude earthquake shook New York's tri-state area. The quake, centered in New Jersey, caused no reported injuries or damages. The U.S. currently has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of 7 aid workers from World Central Kitchen in Gaza. John Kirby, spokesman for the White House National Security Council, said the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government. According to the Israeli military, serious errors and protocol violations resulted in the deadly airstrikes. Saturday, the men's Final Four will unfold in Arizona at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, marking the culmination of the NCAA tournament. The matchups are 11-seed NC State facing off against 1-seed Purdue in the first game, followed by 4-seed Alabama against 1-seed UConn. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, talking to the head of InvestUSA.org, which is sort of coincidental, but not so much because I'll be saying this for the rest of my days, Michael Letts, and we're talking about what's going on with ISIS-K and what's liable to happen and all these other things. So as far as ISIS-K... They don't even back Hamas, do they? I mean, they have a really serious idea of what being a good Islamic means. And if you don't, and you're still a Muslim, they will attack you until you're gone if they have a chance, won't they?
They believe very strict interpretation of Sharia, which is, you know, their law. And, of course, I mean, from their standpoint, you can be Muslim, but if you don't want that veil, doesn't cover everything they think it's supposed to cover, they kill women. They abuse women. They kill kids. Anything that they don't think. That's for listening to the wrong music, whatever it may be. They're the most wicked of the terrorists around. They take great delight in not just knocking off their enemies, but in torturing them and extracting a toll that, unfortunately, this country's never seen before. And that's what they're good at doing. That's what they want to do to Americans. You know, quite frankly, I have people tell me, well, it hasn't happened in this country yet. No, that's actually not true. Bill, we just had a terrorist attack with the barge that hit the Maryland Bridge. The FBI said it wasn't terrorist related. Interesting. Let me give you the facts. You make up your own determination.
Okay.
First of all, the FBI came out just a couple hours after it happened. When have you ever known law enforcement to be able to draw an investigative conclusion within a few hours? Now, let's look at the facts of the matter. First of all, the ship itself. The ship was registered in Russia. It was piloted by Ukrainian. It was has, here's the design of the ship. If it power were to be lost, it has two, you might look at the blueprints, you get to see all this. It has two emergency generators, a backup and an actual generator. So if one goes out, the second one will automatically kick in. Plus, as if that is not enough, it has a manual override on its steering system. It can be steered without power. Now let's look further about what happened. When you turned, when there was a bend in the river, and you made the left turn to go down towards the bridge, we have what was called a shipping lane, okay?
Right.
This ship was never in the lane. It was always out of the lane, targeted for that pylon. When you look at the videotape, you see it had power. Up until the very end, power went off, then it kicked right back on. Here's the point. If it had been in the lane, okay, even if the power had shut down, one or two things would have happened. The weight of the ship would have just caused it to coast shortly and then stop dead in the water. Or if it had enough momentum, it would have stayed in the lane. It would not have gone out of the lane, not that kind of weight, and just gone right up underneath the bridge had it been set in motion to do that. Final thing you need to be aware of is the black box. You know those little famous little black boxes that planes have?
Right.
Well, guess what? Ship has a black box. You know what's missing in and out of the black box?
What's missing?
The last 2.5 minutes of recorded activity. Now, there's only one way you can block a black box. You can hack into it. Guess who happens to be experts at hacking into black boxes, have the technology to do so?
Chinese.
And you really... the Chinese. And you don't have to be on the ship to do that, okay?
Right, right.
You can use wireless communication to hack into it. So with all that having been said, do we want to quickly again say, oh, it was not a terrorist activity? You know, our intel agencies know better. We know what it was. We know it was a terrorist attack. Why do you think that they have this administration? Do you remember who controls the FBI? Is it Christopher Wray or is it the President of the United States? The president appoints the director, by the way, in case you didn't know the answer to that question.
Right.
Why do you think that they quickly came out and said, no terrorists here? And then when they begin to see people asking questions, oh, since the fact that there is some minutes missing on the black box, it will take us at least 2 to 2.5 years to issue an official position statement as to what did or did not transpire. They want you to forget.
Yeah.
Why do they want you to forget? Because, quite frankly, before it was to their benefit to scare the American people. Terrorism is coming. You need to do what we tell you to do. Now they see in an election cycle that, uh-oh, people don't like when you tell them terrorism is coming. They're blaming us. So we better not say that anymore. We better make people think there is no terrorism coming so that they won't feel threatened and vote against us in November. They've always got an angle, don't they, Bill?
Well, they've always got an angle, but I kind of think that that horse has run out of the corral at this particular point. I don't think they can, I mean, I know it's not till November, but even if, and tell me, you correct me if I'm wrong, even if they slam the door to the border shut right now, the assets are here, they're in place already, that stops nothing if they slam the door.
So I've been asked, they said, well, let me give you a hypothetical. If we put the President Trump back in, because remember, he's the one that did the most to shut the borders and to stop this from happening, what could realistically be done? What could the American people expect? Let me tell you where we're at. It is not true that we don't know where most, if not all, of these illegal immigrants are at. And where the terrorist cells are at. We just have an administration that doesn't want to do anything. You know why they don't want to do anything? If they were to do something and suddenly really make the headline stories, we are arresting terrorists, then the American people would say, well, how do you know which are the terrorists and which are the good people? Talk about illegal immigrants.
Right.
You don't. You don't. So you're going to need to arrest them all and get rid of them all. Oh, well, if you do that, what happened to all those millions of votes that we're trying to get? Because, you know, right now, the Biden administration is instructing the Department of Justice to pressure Secretary of States all across in all 50 states to allow illegal immigrants to vote in November. Even though that's against our Constitution, and against American law. You know, quite frankly, for those we're giving an education to at the moment, you're only supposed to vote in this country if you're a citizen. This administration wants to ignore that and let all the illegal immigrants. You know, remember where I tell you when they come across the border, here's how the situation works. An illegal comes across. The way it's supposed to work is I grab your bill and ship you back across back the river. No, here's what this administration does. I grab you and say, oh, where you want to go, Bill? Now, I give you a choice of where you want to go.
Right.
Why do I? What choices am I giving you? Places that I want to put you to up the numbers of Democrats in those areas so I can increase my congressional representation in Congress and make sure that I have total control in Congress. The Democrats will always control the House and the Senate. And I also want to make sure that you remember each state is allocated so many electoral votes based on population.
Right.
So if I can increase the population, because remember now, this is already in writing. We've already said at the census that's going to be conducted that we will count every illegal as a citizen. They're going to be counted. So if I can put 1 million people in your state who are illegals, I just increase your ability to have greater representation in Congress and more electoral votes, which means if I put them in the Democratic-controlled areas, guess what? I just locked up the presidency for generations to come.
Yep.
So because it's that important to them, they are so greedy and so power-hungry, they don't care about a couple of you people getting blown up by terrorists, because if they were to go and grab all the terrorists and deport them, they'd have to deport all these votes that they've been trying to acquire. They're not going to do it.
Yep.
But on the positive side for us, we're talking about what Trump did. Since we know where most of them are at, now remember, we don't have enough law enforcement to protect you.
I tell you what.
Much less law enforcement to go pick up 10 million people.
Hold on right there, if you would be so kind, and we'll finish this up on the other side. Michael Letts is the head of InvestUSA.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA. That's just coincidental. You'll be hearing this all the time from here on out. And we were just talking about ISIS-K and all the things that are about to happen and all the motivations to a certain degree, which there's a lot of motivations. They're all evil. I know that you wanted to talk about something else before we go away. Do we need to finish up on the ISIS-K thing before we do that, or what would you like to
do? I will give 2 quick statements on that. What would Trump do if he were president today? We know where the illegal immigrants are. There are almost 10 million of them, probably even more, probably closer to 20 million. We would have to send in military personnel. First of all, we would target those that are in terrorist cells that we know are by infrastructure, so we would remove the ability for them to hurt Americans. Second of all, we'd have to round up everybody, and since we haven't vetted them, they'd have to all be deported. We could do that. We have the ability to do that with military intervention, but that's what this President Trump would be willing to do. He's already said he's willing to use the military. That is what we're going to have to do if we're going to protect the American people.
Now, the thing about that is, the last time we did something like that, when Eisenhower did it, a lot of the illegals started deporting themselves.
You're going to see a mass exodus. When that gets announced, that's what we're going to do, and they start seeing us rounding them up,
right?
They're going to head for the river to go the other direction.
Yep, because the way, if it's like it was last time during Eisenhower's time, they put them on a ship and sailed them down the whole length of Mexico to the Mexican southern border and left them there. And, that's probably not which way they want to go. So that'll be interesting to see. And I'm sure that'll be very entertaining and all that other stuff for the left. The left is going to have a conniption. That's fine. They need to be having a few things here and there. So let's move on. I know that you want to talk about something else, so let's get into that now before we run out of time.
Well, it's always wanted to make sure that we have the opportunity to let your listeners know that the National Law Enforcement Week is coming up in roughly about 30-some-odd days in the middle of May. And it is so important that during this time, especially since we have the lowest morale we've ever had, the highest number of officers killed in the line of duty, and the greatest number of suicides. And add on top of that, if that's not enough, we have the lowest number of personnel we've had. Many agencies are operating at 2/3, some even at a half of where they're supposed to be. And the reason behind that is the mass media has done such a disservice to this country by playing up Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and others who are saying that law enforcement don't deserve any respect, are not worthy of honor, and need to be criticized. And by doing that, they have pushed policies anywhere from law enforcement's guilty till proven innocent of anything that happens, is always their fault, to let's not fund them, let's not replace people that leave, let's not give new equipment, let's not give raises. That's why we're in such a dire situation. But we still have a large portion that are still left. We need to make sure, especially this year, we honor them and we show our gratitude to them. Let me tell you two examples of what should be done and what shouldn't be done. We had an officer just last week, as everyone is aware. We did his funeral this last Saturday. Jonathan Diller, New York NYPD, ambushed and killed in the line of duty by a criminal who had been released countless times, had 21 counts, felony counts, that were still being processed. He should have never been released. He's been released three times, by the way. He was on the street when they apprehended him. They actually pulled up behind him because he was parked illegally. He was actually, he and his partner were casing out of place to make another armed robbery attempt. When they got out to question him, instead of answering any questions, he fired. Shot Jonathan in the stomach. When Jonathan returned fire and then fell and was trying to crawl back, I want you to hear those words, on his stomach with his arms to get back into the car for some protection, he ran up and finished him off in the back. Why is that important? One side note I want to make. Had he had on an active shooter vest, the shot to the stomach, the shot to the back would have been stopped and he'd be alive. But because of the policies of New York City, let me just give this real quick. We can go on for hours, Bill, but here's real quickly where people need to understand how bad it is. Because of the illegal immigrants costing us hundreds of millions of dollars, New York City can no longer afford any more immigrants, but they're coming anyway. So what does this mayor do? Well, I'm ashamed to say Eric was a police captain, by the way, at NYPD before he got elected mayor of New York. Instead of telling him, tough, you come, we're not going to do a thing for you, we have no more money, his budget proposes cutting 6,000 police officers at NYPD next year to free up the money to give to these illegal immigrants to make sure that they have a place to stay, food to eat, spending money, and transportation, and not have to do a thing but break our laws by coming illegally to get those kind of benefits. That is what just upsets me to no end, Bill. But that having been said, you have that scenario. Then to compound it further, you had the President of the United States holding a fundraiser on the same day as Jonathan's funeral with Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and himself a few blocks away from the funeral. He can't even pick up the phone to dial the grieving spouse to say, we're sorry for your loss. He can't even say in his fundraiser, could we have 30 seconds of reverent silence for the officer who gave his all to protect the citizens of New York? But who would do that? Well, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Donald Trump was there as well. Family asked him to be there, and he made a plea afterwards. Folks, this lawlessness has to stop. We have to respect our law enforcement officers. We have to do more for them. We have to rally behind them. That's the message I want your viewers to hear clearly and understand. That's the difference that we have in this election, quite frankly. You have somebody who doesn't care about the Americans or the people that are soldiers or first responders that are trying to protect it. And you've got a person who's willing to drop everything and thank the people who make the difference in this world and in this country. So keep that in mind, if you would, because quite frankly, as I said a minute ago, this is it, folks. We lose it this time, America's gone. You hold the key to either the failure of America or its prosperity down the road.
Arguably, I would say that Trump probably has a harder time breaking free to go to do this kind of stuff with all the lawfare that's coming at him.
That's a whole other topic, yeah. Bill. You're exactly right. Yeah. How they're trying to weaponize our judicial system. Not trying. They are weaponizing our judicial system, our federal law enforcement agencies, to do nothing but election interference, to try to keep a corrupt administration in power and try to destroy his greatest challenge, which will beat him in November if you allow it to pan out to what the wishes of the American people are.
Well, I've read that there's a possibility it's going to be a 100 million popular vote blowout for him. But the other thing is this, the difference between the two guys is playing out in real time. They're not even trying to show a difference between, you know, it was okay for Joe Biden to steal classified information when he had no right to it, when he had no claim to it, and to hide it in his garage next to his Corvette, where with Donald Trump, when he's president, he holds the one power that nobody else on the planet has, and that's to declassify classified information. So everything he had in his possession, no matter what it was, that was okay because he collected it as president. And, all of this nonsense they got going on, I'm waiting to see what the Supreme Court says about the immunity with when he was president and everything else. And we'll see where it goes. And even if they find him guilty, all they're doing is they're just saying, and the new president is? Because, you know, America doesn't care now at this point. This is the only way this could have been any better would have been if they could have been co-presidents and switching off on each day so we could see how each other would run things. But, I mean, the gas pump, the border, the inflation, all the other nonsense that goes on, they have set the die, and it doesn't really matter what they do at this particular point as far as the election is concerned. And it'll be interesting to see what Mr. Trump does, because I find him to be fascinatingly ingenious with some of this stuff that comes up on his thing. But anyway, thank you for taking the time to join me, investusa.org. In addition to giving away 12,000 vests to law enforcement, they're now a sponsor of Lock and Load. So you will be hearing Mr. Letts probably more than he wants to be heard from here. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming on. We got hour number 3 inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.